I guess that makes sense, because really, Olympic athletes have, I mean, there are definitely some sports where this is true, but a lot of Olympic athletes are not really amateurs at this point, which is what they're supposed to be, right? All right. Let's talk about your money.
Cha-ching!
And how much less it's buying today after inflation has hit all of our pocketbooks. Inflation did ease in the U.S. by a pretty substantial amount last year, but so far this year, it's been creeping back up. Not that prices ever went down, but at the rate that inflation was growing slowed last year, and now it's creeping ever so slowly towards the Federal Reserve's 2% goal. So that's what the central bank wants to see, is 2% inflation across the country. And then once we reach that point, they'll start lowering interest rates, right? So today's consumer price index report is particularly important as it comes on the heels of two worse than expected ratings on inflation. It's expected to tick up from last month's reading of 3.2%, but it will be more important to see if it goes up more than expected. All right. So economists polled by Dow Jones expect an increase of 0.3% month over month and a 3.4% year over year number. So the annual inflation rate ending in March would be 3.4%. That's what Dow Jones is expecting. It's now at 3.2%. So if it goes above that is when I think markets are going to go a little wacko, right? By the way, economists expect the core consumer price index, which excludes food and energy prices, which can fluctuate wildly. They're expecting that to rise 0.3% and 3.7% over the last 12 months. Here in the Valley, we don't have the special designation. That's only New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago that see their CPI every single month released by the federal government. We get an every other month release. And so last month, we saw February's numbers here in the Valley. And over the 2 month period of January and February, prices rose in the Phoenix metro area by 0.7%. Over the 12 months, it was 2.2%. So we're doing better than the rest of the country, inflation wise, here in Arizona. I know it doesn't feel like it, because if it's the particular item that you're looking at that went up, you know, a whole bunch, like, say, fruits and vegetables was up quite a bit back in February of 2023, but actually went down in price over the 12 months that ended in January and February. But, you know, like I said, it all depends on your perspective, what you're buying. And I know for a lot of us, especially gas prices and housing inflation are still hitting us really hard, right? Because if you bought your house last year or the year before that, you saw a lot higher prices than people who bought their houses, say, 4 years ago.
I think we did a story yesterday that home prices have gone up 14% over the past year.
Oh, okay. So they're on the rise again after we saw them kind of level off for a while. But it's, like I said, we're not going to see exactly what the numbers are for the Phoenix metropolitan area today, but it is still going to be very interesting to see if inflation is starting to edge down towards that 2% annual rate the Federal Reserve likes to see, or if it is coming in at about the same place where it was last month, which is not what economists expect. They're expecting it to rise from 3.2% to 3.4%. But what's going to be really interesting to see, and this would have a profound effect on the markets, which, by the way, have been kind of just, doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that early on here in pre-market trading. If it comes in higher than what economists expected, get ready. You might not have a 401k left to dip into to pay your mortgage, which I know some people are like, paying bills with credit cards and stuff because it's so expensive right now for so many things. And I don't know, Jamie, are we going to see Inflation coming to an envelope near you soon, by the way. I had to throw this in here because I just saw that the U.S. Postal Service is considering raising a first-class stamp price to 73 cents.
Wow.
That would be part of an overall 7.8% increase that would take effect this summer. So
it's bad for me because I'm one of those holdouts that don't pay my bills online.
Yeah, I know. You told me this.
Yeah. So it's basically going to add a buck to every bill. So
right. So it's but the first class stamp will go from 68 cents to 73 cents. I would make a little tiny argument here. That, and by the way, if this is approved, there would be a 5 cent increase for a forever stamp. I'm going to make the argument here that that is still a bargain. You can send something from coast to coast for 73 cents. That's pretty good, right? Of course, you can always scan it and send it email too, right? Like that works.